Global financial markets were recently shaken by rising defaults on housing mortgages. What does this mean for the world's money supply and confidence in Western financial institutions? Are we on the verge of a major upheaval in the world economy? And most importantly, what does this mean for your pocketbook? What do you need to learn from today's economy? You're listening to Longitude. It's Monday, November 5th, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. On September 11th, 2001, Islamic terrorists attacked America, and overnight everything changed. The signs and warnings of such an attack were there the day before, but were ignored, misunderstood, and glossed over by those charged with protecting the security of the nation. Had they been properly analyzed and acted upon, the tragedy could have been averted. But it wasn't, and much has changed for America and the West since that fateful day. Now come signs of a looming financial crisis that could completely change the global economy and have a dramatic impact on America's role as the world's dominant economic power. Recently, the world's financial markets experienced a crisis caused by falling confidence in what is called the subprime lending market. Banks and brokerage houses and mortgage lenders in America and Europe were stung by the rising defaults on risky loans made to homebuyers of limited means on reckless terms. Buyers took out loans on the gamble that housing prices would continue to rise. Lenders extended credit to them on a gamble that the buyers would not default on the loans. These low-interest adjustable loans were made to many who were unable to really afford owning a home. They were then resold to other financial institutions that offered the potential for higher returns to investors that were willing to take a high risk. That risk was spread among many to the point where no one really could understand or identify where the risk was. The result was fear. Fear in the markets, and the money that banks needed to do daily business began to dry up. Now, many people who took these loans and were unable to pay, are they going to suffer the loss of housing? They'll lose their money, and they'll lose their credit rating. Many thousands who work in mortgage lending will lose their jobs as companies reorganize this part of their business. The United States Federal Reserve back in August took steps to lower interest rates and to loosen the money supply. The dive leveled off, and markets have seemed to return to normal, although in recent days it might be better to explain the United States stock market as a bit schizophrenic, as it has gone up and down and up and down. It's not a very healthy environment for a market. Markets don't like that type of atmosphere, and that too in itself can be a sign of some problems. But the question is, could this crisis affect you? Don't be too sure, even if you can make your housing payment, that this crisis could impact your life. The Western world's financial markets have created a major problem that creates and threatens the bedrock of financial institutions, global finance. The system is so precarious that it threatens the financial security of all citizens, regardless of their exposure to financial markets. You may be completely free of debt, your house may be paid for, and yet you could still be impacted by this latest trouble. Foreign investors, you see, have taken on hundreds of billions of dollars of American debt. In essence, they are the ones who have borne the risks. They have financed the unrealistic housing boom and the irresponsible consumer spending of recent years. China is one such nation. China is one of the major creditors that hold a great deal of American debt. Now, this can work as long as America is the major market for goods made in China. Read cheap prices at Walmart, where many of us do our shopping. But one report I read recently said that very soon the European Union could become China's largest export market. Now, we have seen in recent months significant default in a major segment of the American economy, and that continues to have ripple effects, not just in America, but in other markets around the world. The confidence that other nations have in the American economy has been shaken, and confidence is a key ingredient of financial markets. When confidence is lost in a currency, all the good money flees to other currencies thought to be more secure. No one backs a loser in the high-stakes game of global finance. For this and other reasons, there's a real problem with the Western economies that could lead to some major corrections, thus impacting jobs, income, and growth in America and Great Britain. America now has fewer dollar reserves than other emerging nations, such as India, and the United States has the largest trade deficit in the world. Great Britain has the world's third largest trade deficit. There exists the potential for an unprecedented financial meltdown. Many experts see this problem and predict a major shift in investment toward other nations, which seem to be healthier and, frankly, a better investment. Now, you might be saying, well, this is a small crisis, not unlike others that we've had. We'll get over this. And, you know, you may be right for a short term. But there is more to the story. It's the other problems that come together with this one, this one small subprime problem, that give us a warning that bigger changes could be on the horizon. Again, I ask, are we living in a 9-10 economy? Are the signs of a major transition in the global economy right in front of us? What lies ahead for America, and how will this impact the standard of living that we've grown accustomed to all our lives? Americans and other English-speaking peoples have enjoyed the wealthiest economies in all history, but all great nations of the past have reached a peak and then decline. Are we at that point for America? I'll be discussing this in future editions of Longitude, the podcast. Stay with us. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.